Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vince at the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Agenda tonight. I have open lines, no special guests, no bits planned, nothing. Completely winging it tonight. So if you want to join me and make this thing happen, the number 347-826-7667. And I'm going to jump on the mic here in a second. But first, I'm going to take a little smoke break, and I'll be right back.
Smoke weed every day.
Giving it up, low life, yo life, boy, we living it up, making chances while
while we dancing in the party for sure. Slipped my hoe a 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, been talking, quick walk if you down with the sick. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on the jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving your stress.
I have two solutions for fixing the economy. Two solutions. We don't have to do both of them. We just pick one. At the end, we'll vote American Idol style. I'll give you a phone number to call. Two solutions. We can fix the economy right away if we just do one of these two solutions. One. According to politician Tom Amiano, if California legalized weed, we would make $1 billion in tax revenue the first year alone. $1 billion in tax revenue. That's just the first year. That's just in California. That's not all. What if all the states legalized weed? We'd be pimping tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That's $1 billion, and that's just on the tax revenue from weed. That doesn't even include weed-related products like ding-dongs, ho-hos, Twinkies, everything Hostess, new flavors of Gatorade, new colors of vitamin water, bottled water, microwave burritos, churros, and carnivals and fairs, anything shiny. You know what I mean? DVDs at the grocery store that cost $1 that you shouldn't buy, but you do because you're high. I didn't know Steven Seagal made a musical. What the fuck is this, man? We have to get five of these. We have to get five because the holidays are coming up and these are going to be valuable. Just buy all of them. Just buy all of them. Put the food and milk back. We have the DVDs of Steven Seagal. Plus, even if weed was legal, you know people would still be, you know, growing it in their basement. That wouldn't change people. People probably is like, what? Hell no. I don't want any of that Walgreens brand weed. What are you talking about? I don't want any of that booty-ass Rite Aid weed. What the fuck are you talking about? What? Kirkland weed? Nah, man. I'm not getting any of that shit. Mm-mm. So that's number one. But if you, for example, don't like drugs, you think drugs, legalized drugs is wrong and dangerous, here's the second solution. We re-legalize slavery. Oh, you like the first way better now? Is that what the...
Hold up.
Bitches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Smoke weed every day.
I don't get down like that.
Oh, damn. It's Vince in the Bay. Wow, smoke break, folks. Oh, damn. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Anywho, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm doing this shit live and direct from the Bay Area. Shouts out to the early chit chatters, Deepak Chopra and Goopy Bone. If you guys want to join me tonight, the number 347-826-7667. I was on a couple of different, I made the rounds of BTR earlier today. Stopped by the Ghost program, hung out with him for a little bit. I also hung out over on the Benjamin Solomon program. So if you want to catch some appearances, the cameos by me today, I would say check out the Ghost Archive and the Benny Mint Solomon Archive. I made nice little chunk of cameo time in there. Good times. Shouts out to them. Always looking to share the BTR love. Oh boy. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. The lines are open, kids. It's open lines tonight. Nothing on the agenda at all. No guests lined up. No topics. No. I was going to do a music review. I just wasn't feeling it. I was going to review the new Foo Fighters. And I think I'm going to wait a little while to do that. I kind of like it. I'm going to find another record to review because I think it's more entertaining if I find a record I really don't like. As opposed to, because if I just play something I like, then, you know, what's the fun in that? Whatever. One Angry Juice here. What's up, dude?
Oh, the One Angry Jew is listening to Debbie Daly and you. I gotta turn her off. This is painful.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What's going on over there? What'd I miss? I was just over there. It was fine.
Oh, you haven't missed anything. She was going to replay stuff from last night, but just realized, oh, I can't because there's no archives.
The archives are gone.
What do you suppose it was?
Guys, the archives are not gone. You can go download the podcast on iTunes.
Right, but most people don't know that.
Yeah, because most people are retarded. Welcome to the new BTR.
Yes, people are retarded.
Catch up speed.
Yes.
Yeah. Good times.
People are retarded, Ray. People will come. People will come from all over. They will come for reasons they don't know. They will look in the archives and be bored. People will come, Ray.
I don't know. Winning, anyone?
347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay just getting warmed up here with the Jew. And shouts out to Goofy Bone kicking it in the chat room. And hopefully we'll get some more folks filing in here in a moment. As always, as per usual, the show doesn't really get going until about the last 10 or 15 minutes. So stick around. That's only an hour and a half away. I really don't want to schedule my show at 10 p.m. Like I get it. All these people show up late. I should just start my show later, but I can't do that. I'm just too. By the end of the because if I start my show an hour later, it ends an hour later, and then I'm like running on fumes by the end of it. Stupid. Whatever.
Let me do Snake for you.
Is that you, Snake? Snake? What's up, Snake? Been a long time, Snake. Welcome back to the show. How are the Skype assholes doing these days?
You know, I miss Snake. Have you seen him?
No. I hope he's working and making a living for himself rather than sponging up the teat of the state.
Now, what was up with Goofy sending that private message last night to Debbie, professing his love? You think he could call it and explain?
Goofy has not made any mystery of his affections for Debbie Daly. This is not a newsflash.
Scary.
It's old news, bro. It's old news, bro. Old news.
It is. I find it quite scary.
Yeah, well, I find you quite scary. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vincent the Bay kicking it freestyle off the top of the dome with the One Angry Jew tonight. We're taking calls. The lines are wide open. I have no agenda tonight. I was going to do a music review. I just wasn't feeling it. I checked out the record and I kind of liked it. I don't like reviewing records on the air if I'm going to like the thing front to back. So I'm gonna go back to the drawing board, find some new record to make a mockery of on the air. Anyways, it's Vince in the Bay. Excuse me for sniffing a little bit here. I'm still working through this cold. I'm not 110% as of yet, but I'm getting there. I'm getting very close. And I appreciate the early love in the chit-chat room. Oh, hey, we have Cannabis Times Magazine. Shouts out to them. Cannabis, you just missed my smoke break. I just did a little smoke break, Cannabis Times. So you'll have to tune into the archive and check out. I can always take another smoke break. Why not? Hey, this goes out to Cannabis Times Magazine. The smoke break is for you. If you guys want to join me, feel free to give me a call, 347-826-7667. It's open lines, and I'm Vince in the Bay.
Take
what?
Take
this.
Hey, like you got shit to do tomorrow, you don't have to go to work. Don't take it.
Got a drink.
Craig, let's stimulate your mind. You ain't got shit to do. Put it in your mouth.
Shut up.
That's the shit, ain't it? That's the shit. That's the shit.
Wet the motherfucker all up.
It's my shit. I can do whatever I want to do. Stop hitting it so hard. Oh, you fucking up the rotation. Puff, puff, give. Puff, puff, give. Fucking up the rotation. You can get killed with somebody else. That's some serious shit. You're lucky you're my boy.
Bitches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh yeah, Vince in the Bank. It's Vince in Le Bay. Back here taking calls, taking names, and sucking down chongers like they're going out of style. Shouts out to my brothers and sisters celebrating 420 right now in Dakar. That's right, 420 in the western part of Africa. 420. You know those West African brothers and sisters are smoking down some chongers themselves. And let's see, anybody else? Oh, New Zealand also. The Kiwis celebrating 420. Congratulations, Kiwis. Everybody in New Zealand, shouts to them for hanging out, as well as up in, what is that, Kamachi? I don't know, the northern part of the northeastern part of, I don't know what that is, Mongolia, Russia. It's Russia, I guess. Yeah, they're celebrating 422, but I think they're so miserable up there, they don't even know what 420 is, so... It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm back here with the Jew. And you, if you give us a call at 347-826-7667. And I also have another caller lined up here. Let's invite them on, shall we? let's see. Caller from area code 818. You're on the air. Identify yourself, please.
Vince, it's Bruce from Cannabis Times. How are you?
Oh, hey, hello, Bruce. How are you?
Very good.
I'm sorry, Bruce. I'm joined tonight via satellite with Deepak Chopra. He's joining me here. He's my special co-host for this segment. I hope you don't mind.
No, that's no, for sure. Okay. I apologize. This is the first time I really listened to you, I was just tuning in to get a flavor of the show.
Oh, well, hey, you know, we like to cater to all types of folks. It doesn't matter. And I do have a very stoner-friendly program, and I like to incorporate cannabis culture and cannabis anecdotes from time to time.
All right.
And I was really excited when I saw that you guys had an account here on BTR and were doing shows. And I'd love if you could tell my audience about your show and about Cannabis Time magazine.
Sure, no problem. The magazine came out about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, approximately 2 years ago, and the purpose of the magazine was to offer a different view and not to try to show people that there's a reason for cannabis on a medical side and on a pleasurable side also. And so we wanted to come in with a... not just let's talk about getting stoned, but let's see what we can do about the laws. I'm getting tired of people or the law enforcement just breaking down doors, stealing money, stealing product, and walking out on the dispensaries and things like that in Los Angeles. And then we thought that if we could talk about the good things about cannabis and hemp and everything else, that maybe we could change some views around here and move that across the country. And then in the magazine, we realized that the printed version of it is one side of it, and you can't do very much on the printed version. So what we wanted to do is go digital and make it open to everyone, no matter where you are in the world. And believe it or not, we started doing that, and the next thing you know is that people from India, London, and even 44 states right now are looking at us for the magazine or the radio show. And reaching out. And I think that the Block Talk Radio is got a big hand in that on the radio side. So the objective was let's do this not just in print but also on radio. And the more we thought about saying, everyone's got a phone in their hand. So if we can give them everything that we have and all the information
penis in
we can
the
have.
Hand. I'm sorry, that was the Jew. He has a tendency to just interrupt spontaneously. What was that,
yes,
Jew?
But sometimes you can put a penis in your hand and not have.
Oh, that wasn't the Jew. That was Deepak. I'm sorry. I've got so many people on my switchboard. It's hard to keep track.
And I can tell
Deepak,
you.
Deepak, what
I can
you
tell you very
Bruce?
Much right now. But
well,
the people.
Well, one hand you put a penis, the other hand you put the radio. It doesn't matter.
Yes, but
well,
the people
that
have a penis in their hand, they are not banging down walls to make you stop. If you masturbated more, but instead of trying to change your outlook on life, your reality, you can try transcendental meditation, maybe.
Well, I guess if you had to be by yourself, I guess playing with your penis is one thing, but hopefully you have company, so you don't have to play by yourself.
That's right. And sometimes when you're playing with yourself, you're playing with a black snake. And there's a song named after my black snake, and it's a new one from Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. Here it is right on live. We're here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Vince in the Bay chit-chatting with Bruce from Cannabis Times Magazine. We'll be right back.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Kids, it's Vince in the Bay back here with you. Taking calls 347-826-7667. My guest right now is, my guest co host for this hour has been Deepak Chopra. Before we continue, Deepak, do you want to plug anything that you have going on?
Well, I can tell you there is this man who sits at the train, and if you ever taken train in India, you know that the people, if they fart, they are very bad because people too much around them. And I would like to plug him.
All right, I have no idea what he said, but anyway, my guest net right now is Bruce from Cannabis Times Magazine. He's so gracious enough to not only hang out and listen in the chat, but also call in and joining me here on air. Thanks a lot, Bruce, for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Vince. I appreciate you, too. I guess the best thing to say, to sum it all up, is that we're going live on 420, and I think that most people can tune in and see what we're all about then in the evening on 420.
That's awesome, 420. And what's the website? Is that the your show is going live on 420 or the website?
Going live, the show's going live on 420. What we've done in the past is we've taken it at night and put it back up so that everyone can hear it for the week. But we're going to go live so that everyone can go into a chat room, call in, ask their, you know, talk to the host, et cetera, just like you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. I'm picking up what you're putting down, brother.
Yes, I have to pick it up too.
Yeah, you must be picking it up, yeah.
Yes, very much. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So Bruce,
do you have any hot chicks that are on your show?
We do, but she's in New York, and
I can fly her out. It doesn't matter. I just need a chick.
Okay, that would be great for her.
It has been so
long.
What's
her name and what does she look like? I need pics, bro. I need pics so we can dox her and figure out where she's at and what her deal is.
Yeah, I know we're gonna have
so long since Vince has squirted. Did we could squirt all the way from Los Angeles?
Oh, shut up, Deepak. Just because him and I are friends in real life, he thinks he can just like tease me on air. Deepak, we are broadcasting. I know it doesn't seem like it to you, but we are broadcasting.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get her have her picture up on our site so that everyone can take a picture of her. That's for sure. And then we also have a person on the West Coast that is excellent, also. So if we can get both of them up on a picture of them on our site, probably help the site tenfold, that's for sure.
That's awesome. Hey, if you're just joining us, it's Vincent the Bay. My guest co-host for this hour has been Deepak Chopra. And my guest tonight has been it's turned into an impromptu little interview hangout sesh here with Bruce from Cannabis Times Magazine. Bruce is... What's your affiliation there? Are you like an editor? What's your deal?
I started it. I started.
So you're like editor in chief or whatever.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. Wear multiple hats. That's for sure.
That's awesome. What's your background exactly? What's your professional background?
I've got years in the media business. Worked for the major corporations in the media, so from radio to print and outdoor, etc. So. I thought this was a good opportunity to get the message out in a simple format.
That's right. I like it, man. I'm digging it. I can't wait to check out your new show. I think it's gonna be.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be pretty cool. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Yeah. I wish I could understand Deepak and I could listen to him more.
Oh,
more.
I could tell you very much. Let me ask you three questions, please. At this very moment. Are you hearing somebody with a crazy accent?
No. Just mumbling.
Okay, very good. Then I think you should continue to smoke whatever you're smoking.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much.
Do you smoke or do you vaporize? Or what do you prefer? What would you say? Now, the good thing about cannabis
is this a Star Trek question?
Shut up.
He wants to get in. Yeah, he wants to jump in, too. He wants to tell everyone in. He does.
Well, isn't it better for kids to vaporize than to actually smoke? Isn't it better on your lungs and all that?
Well, that's what they say, but I mean, you know, it's always a preference. I mean, if you really want to get into it, I mean, you know, I love food, so there's nothing better than having something food. And you can have a spaghetti dinner or a macaroni dinner and enjoy the same thing, that's for sure. And you don't have a sweet tooth. Yeah. So you can have some nice garlic bread with some great seasoning on it, it'd be awesome. And so you're getting two of your needs taken care of, food and feeling comfortable at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Sitting here chit-chatting with Bruce. He's editor-in-chief, I don't know, CEO, god, if you will, of Cannabis Times Magazine. He's a very talented guy. He's an entrepreneur. He's a savvy businessman. He is a media tycoon, if you will. He's also a world championship figure skater. and he enjoys long walks on the beach.
Oh, like Brian Boitano.
And he's married to Brian Boitano. And I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'm going to be right back after these messages. If you want to join us here, the number 347-826-7667. We'll be right back after this message from Donald Trump and Ron Paul.
We go to Afghanistan. We build a road. We build a school. 2 days later, they blow up the road, they blow up the school. We start building the road and the school again. In the meantime, we can't build schools in Alabama, in New Orleans, in Texas, in New York, my place where we're always fighting to try and get school money. We're spending trillions and trillions of dollars. My thing and my doctrine would be build, build, build. I would like to have him show his birth certificate. And can I be honest with you? I hope he can. Because if he can't, and if he wasn't born in this country, which is a real possibility, I'm not saying it happened, I'm saying it's a real possibility, much greater than I thought 2 or 3 weeks ago, then he has pulled one of the great cons in the history of politics. What's going on in this country, the way we're spending money like drunken sailors, we are just absolutely going, and ultimately, we're going to destroy our own freedom.
But
we
they want to stop it, even at the cost of shutting down the government.
Well,
that's a possibility. Are you in favor of that?
Excuse me. It's not really shutting down the government. It's cutting costs. The kind of money that you're talking about is peanuts.
You know, the national debt this year is going up $2 trillion.
Thank you.
So we have to change our attitude about what government should be doing. And, you know, as a strict constitutionalist, I don't endorse most of our domestic spending, but I don't set out to attack that if I'm going to get us to work out of it. I would go after the foreign stuff, and that's why I think the foreign policy is important. I think that we have a coalition of some Republicans and a lot of Democrats who think we spend too much money overseas and we shouldn't be expanding our wars. So that is a place where the American people should all join in. We're building an infrastructure in Afghanistan because we blew up Afghanistan and Iraq. Both Republicans and Democrats really are responsible for this huge deficit financing. So if only the market could buy that debt, interest rates would go up and the Congress would have to quit spending. But the Fed comes in and buys it and keeps interest rates low. But eventually that turns into price inflation, in which I think you've observed already
Today
a tremendous amount. Gold soaring again today.
I mean, look at all soft commodities, look all day long.
Yeah, and now that is a tax on the people. You know, literally the people are paying, their standard of living is going to go down. And I'm also predicting, and I think we've seen signs of it, interest rates are going to go up. And so this will make the budgetary argument of a few billion dollars nothing compared to the calamity that we're facing. And it's no easy task to get this under control.
I don't know, winning anyone?
You may not be looking for the promised land, but you might find it anyway. On a one of those over a million names, that's New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Detroit City.
Detroit City.
Dallas.
Dallas.
Pittsburgh,
VA. Pittsburgh,
VA. New York City.
New York City.
Kansas City.
You're tuned to Vince in the Bay.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince, you stupid.
Cupid, San Francisco, 1978. Amber Crombie, bitch, loving piece of nipple clamp, loving butt plug up the ass, looking hot dog, licking your ass, having dog humping, squirrel fisting bastard.
I don't get down like that.
Mole, S-H-I-T. Deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince in the Bay, back with Bruce from Cannabis Times Magazine. Also, Deepak Chopra has been my guest host for this hour. And we are now joined by the most famous Mexican on the planet. And by planet, I mean BTR. It's Goofy Bone.
What's going on, Vince?
Hey, what's up, bro? Nothing, dude. Just kicking it with
Deepak. I'm just smoking one. Smoking one for the, you know, for one of the greatest shows here on Blog Talk Radio, good old Vince.
Yes. I want to send a shout out to my brown friend. Thank you very much.
Hey, shout out and go run a 7-Eleven or something.
Thank you, very nice.
Yes, thank you, very nice.
Right on. So Goofy, you're a big fan of Weed Maps, right?
Oh yeah, weedmaps.com.
Yeah. So, does the Cannabis Times have any affiliation with any with Weed Maps or any of these dispensaries, or do you guys take advertisers? How does that work?
Sure, we do. Yeah. In the beginning, we had a relationship with Weed Map. We used to put them in the magazine all the time. Cross the market with those guys all the time. And then, of course,
you know what? They have a huge. What do you call it, convention here, at least two or three times a year, the Hemp Con or whatever in San Jose. They have it like two or three times a year. Do you guys have a presence at that at all?
We do sometimes, absolutely. We can't go to all of them, but we do, absolutely.
First like ones I literally see it. You know what? There's one sign on the side of 101 that I swear to God, it just rotates for all year round. It's either a tattoo expo or Hemp Con. And I swear to God,
which one is
that?
Santa Clara. Santa Clara. Isn't it?
I am so very confused. I do not know.
Yeah, Deepak, we're talking about the Bay.
Vince.
Yeah, what's up? What's up?
That's in Santa Clara, right?
What is?
The billboard.
Yeah, it is. You're right. You're right.
Goofy.
Off of 101 on the. Yeah, you.
Hold on a second, Vince. Goofy, I want to ask you a question.
I say that all the time.
You're correct. Yeah. I'm sorry. I have to give you credit where credit is due. And Goofy, yes. Isn't it? Wait, let me. Judges, Santa Clara?
Yeah, that's
correct. You got it, Goofy.
All right, that's a good one. Goofy, can I ask you a question?
That's the one angry Jew, everybody. One angry Jew also joining us tonight on the panel.
I noticed while looking through the private chat over on Debbie Daly's side that you were professing your love in great detail.
Hey, you know what, Jew? I love Deb Daly. I've met Deb Daly. I've known Deb Daly throughout my Blog Talk career.
You have.
Of course I love Deb Daly.
Well, let me ask you a question. I'm just looking at the chat room now, but can she pass the Deepak love test?
The what?
Can Debbie Daly pass the Deepak love test?
You know what? If there was such thing as a Deepak or T-Cop or Hoopop.
No, no, no. It's right there in the chat room. He says
there was ever such thing as a test?
He says her vagina must smell like incense and peppermint.
Goofy bone tits.
Does her vagina smell like incense and peppermints?
Oh, God.
By the way, I love that song. That's a cool song, isn't it? You know, I remember when in my college days when I lived with my friend. He was Puerto Rican from Puerto Rico. And he used to ship his pot in. This is the 80s, of course. He used to ship his pot in UPS. 3 pounds of it, 4 pounds. It used to be a big box of it. And it used to come right from Puerto Rico. I have no idea how it got through, but he always got it. And I remember smoking something he had one night, and I started hearing other voices coming out of the television. They couldn't possibly
match. Dude, I got my hand raised over here. Over here,
your
Mexican,
hand?
Right here.
I'm sorry, Jew. Your hands are raised? Jew. What? Que quiere?
Jew.
Let me speak some Mexican to you. Mira, que quiere?
Jew, do you like the CIA?
Sí, mi amor, dime.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Ajá. Easy for you to say. That settles that. I'm sorry, Bruce. Sometimes my co-hosts can get a little out of hand.
Very funny.
You know, we like to have a good time here. It gets a little loose, a little frisky sometimes, and it's sort of the shtick. But I'm glad you're hanging tight and you're being such a good sport. It's great having you here. I'm certainly going to check out your show, man. It sounds like it'd be really cool to tune into. And do you take callers and stuff? Could I call in maybe?
And we're going to have what's great about it is we're going to have a host from the West Coast and a host from the East Coast at the same time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. So it'll give a flavor of both the country.
That's what's up.
Sure.
I'm Vince in the Bay, and I want to take a little moment here to let you know that I'm broadcasting here on Blog Talk Radio. You can tune into me in my archive 24/7 on – well, actually, I heard the archives don't work anymore. So actually, that's good because it's better. You should just subscribe to me on iTunes anyway. You just have to subscribe to me on iTunes. You just go to blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. And there'll be somewhere on that page, you'll find a little iTunes icon. You want to click on that, and that will link you up to your iTunes, and it'll prompt you to open up your iTunes, and it'll open up in your podcast little bin. And, you just update it every day and download the show. I know for a lot of folks on the East Coast and around the globe, sometimes it's tough to, catch it live. So, and I do get a majority of my listeners in the archive. Over half my listeners, ultimately, for every show is archives. But I got to show love right now to everybody in the chit-chat room. And people are starting to file in here. This is encouraging. And, what the heck, why don't we do the roll call music? I have it here somewhere. I forgot what he called it. You know what I got to do? I got to put on music to look for the music. Let's do this right here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Roll call music. What did I name it? Did I name it roll call music? No, I did not. Not name it roll call music. That was a bad move. Because that was my first inclination to call it roll call music. All right, just got to start from the top and roll down, you know. It's just how we have to do it here on air. Impromptu. Again, I did no pre-production tonight, so it's my bad. It's my bad. I don't have my shit together. Roll call music. What the fuck else would I have called it? Roll call music. What? Hello? Oh, you know, this is... It doesn't matter. Oh, here we go. Chat roll call. Chat roll call. All right. All right, kids, roll call time. Welcome, Chit Chatters. We're winding up hour number one. And I want to give a shout-out to Cannabis Times Magazine, Deepak Chopra, Goofy Bone, Kishu Zakova, Matilda Blankets, Patty Come Home, Fanarab, and Sloppy Swarm. You people are beautiful, and I enjoy making love to you on a regular basis right here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, My Life Journey. You made it just in time to get into the roll call. First roll call for the first hour. Stay tuned. An hour from now, we'll do the final roll call. So everybody's locked in. If you want to lock in on the air, the number is 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. I have a boner the size of Texas. And I will be back momentarily with Bruce from Cannabis Time Magazine, Deepak Chopra, the One Angry Jew, the Ugly Mexican, and you, if you call in now, 347-826-7667.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
I'm a warm-time girl. I'm a feeder. Wild hair. Sorry, dreams of a few.
Yeah, Vince and the Bay, back here rolling in the hay, and not on that yay. And shouts out to the Wildflower in the chat room, Kishu Zikova, also Matilda Blankets, Patsy Come Home, Hello Ladies. I like how all the ladies are grouped together in the chat, too. They're all right on top of each other. Too bad I'm not underneath them. I should change my name to Peter Peck the Pickle Peppers, and then I could be right underneath Kishu, Matilda, and Patty Come Home in the chat. So there's an idea for some troll out there. Change your name if Peter, what's his name? Peter Pumpkin Eater showed up, he could get in there too. Peter Bergman, if he were to join the chat, he would be underneath Kishu, Matilda, and Patty. Hello. Jesus, where the fuck is my engineer? Oh my God. Engineer, hello.
I don't know, winning anyone?
And 20 years late, thank you. All right. Moving on, I have the Mexican with me. What's up, Goofy?
What's up, Vince?
Hey, Goofy, wait a second. Hey, Goofy, are you, besides your own music you were listening to there, do you like watch your own videos when you're just messing around? What was that?
No, you sit around and watch your own videos, don't you?
That's so narcissistic. You're insane. You're an evil.
No. Sorry, Vince. Not today. No, I had one version of drama.
Was that your ringtone? Is your phone ringtone your own goddamn song?
Oh, my God. Come on. No, I had one version of drama, but I redid it, so I was just hearing it right now. But
yeah, sure. Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like, I mean, I'm watching my own videos because I'm our statistic or whatever the fuck you said.
Narcissistic, dude.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, Vince in the Bay taking calls and breaking hearts here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to jump in the action, 347-826-7667. My guest tonight has been and still is Bruce from Cannabis Times Magazine. They're going to launch their BTR channel here on 420. And he's here to share his spread the joy and love of the cannabis culture and tell us some aspect of cannabis that a lot of folks don't know about, something beyond its use as a narcotic. What are some fun facts that kids don't know these days about the cannabis?
Yeah, we're going to do a couple of features on the hemp and all the different products that are made out of it and the benefits of them. And I think that what surprises me when I'm looking at some of this stuff is that everything from flora, you name it, and hemp is made out of it, and we could do so much better with that product than all the products that we have on the market now. It could replace so much. It's such a better cost.
Paper, right?
And
paper, even though we don't use paper anymore. But can't we use the oil to replace, like, petroleum products, like plastic?
We could plastics, flooring, materials. Name the product, and hemp probably could do it. And a lot of the products are being distributed now. Matter of fact, I was in Palm Springs this weekend, and there was a commercial about flooring. And
you can make a Sibian made totally out of hemp. A Sibian, 100% Sibian, hemp Sibian.
Dildos, prophylactics, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, oh, the possibilities are endless. But
endless. Okay. So anyway,
we scared off Goofy Bone. He doesn't like the gay stuff.
Goofy does not like anything going in his ass. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
No reach arounds for Goofy.
Oh, brother.
Apparently, you make Goofy run.
Yeah, he headed for the hills there. Yikes.
I'm telling you, anything got to do with the ass.
Goofy, that's all you have to do to get rid of Goofy Bone? You just have to start talking about
anything
stuff?
With the ass. Yeah, yeah.
Who knew? Who knew? My God. Wow.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. High Magazine,
Bruce,
whatever.
It's Bruce.
Whatever.
It's Bruce.
Bruce. Yeah,
it's Bruce.
Bruce. Let me ask you a question, Bruce. If I went and got a massage, would my massage be better if I was high or not?
It might be better with hemp oil.
Yeah, I would go with high.
High would be better.
Yeah, I would definitely do that.
You can
get
some tinctures, too. You can get some tinctures that will intensify the experience.
Yeah, because no matter what you do or anything else, you can blame it on being high.
And would the happy ending be better high or non-high?
It should be okay. You should be gratified. You should be okay. You go home fine if you're not home already with that.
Well, I'm not. I wasn't home when I got it, but I also wasn't high either.
Oh, okay. Well, I think there's a good opportunity for you to enjoy it both ways, but high would be fun. Absolutely.
Okay, now, can I place my order?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look at Patty come home. He's 100 times better, see?
What is Patty come? That's Moxie.
Is that Moxie?
That's Moxie.
That's not Moxie. You don't know what you're talking about. You and Debbie Daly are so off in all of... I know, honestly, I know who my VITBC crew people are. I've doxed almost 95% of them, and I gotta tell you, you and Debbie are more than anybody are so off on your stuff. Like I heard Debbie Daly say that 50 rubles was you, and I was like, oh my god,
50 rubles is me. Yeah, I am 50 rubles.
See, you even believe
now that you
it.
Found
oh
me
God,
out, I have to come up
ridiculous.
With a new name. I'm really pissed off now. Well, I don't get a little bell. Bing.
No, you were incorrect.
Well,
you are not
I'm
you
incorrect,
were
but I've had you full
not,
for almost 8 weeks.
50 rubles is not the one angry Jew.
I am 50 rubles.
I hate to blow everybody's mind, but 50 rubles is not the Jew. I have it on good authority that Moxie is not in my chat room right now, nor has she been in my chat room for
I'll
a
tell
good
you,
couple of
your good
weeks.
Authority sucks.
A good couple of months, I mean, actually. Sorry.
Yeah, good, a good couple of months? You're out of your mind. Your good authority sucks. I think you've been smoking too much of that stuff that...
No, Jew, I happen to know that
smoke.
Just like you, even you, Jew, you took some time off from BTR where you got away from it. You didn't come to my show. You didn't come to any show for a long time.
Wow,
and it's not out of the realm of possibility that somebody else out there could do the same.
Oh, nobody could do the same. It's only me.
Oh, please save us, folks. 347-826-7667 is the number. You just call in. You press the number 1. You raise your hand. You join the conversation, and we don't talk to the Jew so much. But I'm here with Bruce. Bruce has been a real champ hanging out with me. Hardcore all the way through the first hour. We're into the second hour,
and I gotta go.
Oh, you gotta go. Hey, man, I appreciate you hanging for the whole hour, man. I'm gonna check out your show. Anything you want to say in parting?
Well, just that some of my people are gonna call in and talk to you also. So I love the show.
Cool.
Thanks very much. I appreciate the Jew and everyone else there. That's for sure. Thanks a lot.
Right on, man. I appreciate
you
hanging out. All right, bye-bye, thanks. That was Bruce from Cannabis Culture Magazine. Very happy to have him join me. And once again, thanks for everybody who's been hanging tight in the chat room. Deepak Chopra, Kishu, Matilda, Patty Come Home, Fanarab, and Sloppy Swarm. If you any of you want to join me, it's don't be bashful, don't be shy. I won't bite unless you want me to, and I'll do it in increments. I won't do it hard right at first. I'll just do kind of gnaw at it for a little bit, and then if you want me to bite a little harder, I'll pinch it a little bit with my teeth, and then I get a little tongue action in there, and then we could do others. We could do if the intent, or anyway. Vince in the Bay here, 347-826-7667. It's a family program, and I don't want to get into too much crazy detail here on the air. But, hey, you know, I like to please the ladies, and I'm not going to be bashful about it. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And let's listen to some Wallpaper, shall we?
You want to go to a party tonight? It's supposed to be the jam. It's supposed to be really nice. We'll take the bus or a taxi cab. We can get paid and then go to the club. I said, whoa, 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 yeah. Started off with a glass of red wine. Cheap champagne, it tickles down my spine. I gotta say, I'm looking good. I'd hit on myself.
Shit, are we back? Are we back? Am I back? Checking 1, 2, 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Hello, hello. Test 1, 2. Charlie chooses cheese and cherries. Hey, it's Vincent DeMay. And I've got a request. No Jew. So, sorry, Jew. You're on mute for now. You're on timeout. We got about 15 minutes to go in the program. I'm Vincent DeMay, and I appreciate the love, everybody. And don't be bashful. Don't be shy. I've got plenty of time to field your calls. It's open lines tonight. I have nothing planned. So I'll talk for a little bit, and then my nose will start to drip, and I'll blow it. And while I'm doing that, believe me, it takes me a little while to blow my nose. I have to, it's a whole process. I got to pull out 2 sheets of tissue and sort of lace one over the other a little bit offset, not a total doubled up, just kind of like offset, maybe like 30%, no, maybe like 15% offset, if that makes sense. And then I take those in both hands and I cup it, and I just like it's a large breast in my hands, supple and warm and inviting. And anyway, no, but it's tissue, though, and it's in my hands, and I have to cup it, and and just bury my nose inside of it and then blow through my nostrils as hard as possible. And usually a good solid chunk of phlegm will come out. And so then I got to deal with that. I got to dispose of that. And it's messy. It's really messy. So that's what I deal with. It's kind of, in many ways, it's as disgusting as dealing with the Jew on a nightly basis. So I appreciate the request to silence him for a while here. So, hey, who's this? Is this wait, is this Kishu? Kishu has got
Kishu.
You.
Kishu, yeah.
Hey, baby. How are you?
What's up, honey? I'm a little bit drunk, getting some Indian mm-hmm. food.
Are you drunk dialing me?
Good night. Yeah, I'm drunk dialing you. Definitely.
You naughty girl.
But you know, I can't miss your show no matter what I'm doing now. I'm so addicted.
Aw. Well, I'm addicted to you, Kishu, so the feeling's mutual.
Aw. How's the show been going tonight? I missed the first hour.
It was great. I more times than not when I don't plan anything, I have no guests lined up, and I just open lines, it just kind of works out, and it worked out great. I had Deepak Chopra was my guest for the first hour. He was actually my guest co-host for the first hour, and we took calls, and one of the first callers was this guy from Cannabis Times magazine. And I guess they have a BTR presence now, and they're getting ready to launch a show, and they're launching the show on 420, duh. And so this guy Bruce came on, and he hung out for the whole hour too, first hour too. It was really cool, very gracious with his time, and we had the Jew on, and the Jew was kind of, you know, of course, disgusting and offensive, but this guy Bruce hung out for a while, and we were talking about dicks and dildos, and I was asking him about, you know, because he was telling me about hemp and all it can do as far as, you know, using it for products and stuff as a substitute. You know, you can use the oil to substitute for the oil that you use to make plastics, so you can make a dildo out of hemp, right? And so we're growing.
Wow.
On that. Yeah, and he stuck through all that. When I started asking him, like, it's like, so you could get like a hemp butt plug, huh? Right when I said that.
That would be a win.
Goofy Bone was like, all right, I'm going to get out of here late. Damn. But anyway, so that's what you missed. But hey, let's take a call here. We got a 111. You're on the air. Hang on. Go ahead. 111. You're on the air.
Vic.
No, Vic. Hey, long time, bro. What's up? What's new, Vic?
What's going on? Oh, nothing's going on. Just got to let you know, guys. Things are improving. I'm hoping that me and Debs can extend a hand to you guys. Our new format is changed, and we're looking to turn things around. We're not going to let the haters get to us anymore. Just extending a hand of cooperation over to you, Vic, and I apologize for many
of that
thing.
You're Vic. I'm Vince.
You Vic?
You call me Vic, dude.
No, Vince.
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 Vince. Yeah.
I heard Vic too.
He said Vic. Go back to the replay. My engineer says, yeah, Vic. Yeah,
yeah, maybe
Vince,
dude. Maybe it was a slip of the tongue. Maybe.
Brilliant, bro.
Yeah. Well, I'm letting you guys know we're extending an open hand, an invitation, if you guys enjoy the new format.
Mm-hmm.
Can your wife give me a reading? I want a Debbie Daly reading.
She's actually doing readings again. Perhaps you'd want to call in if you keep it cordial, and she'll give you a reading. She has turned a new leaf. I built her a new studio up in one of the bedrooms upstairs. I got the soundproofing in, and looking pretty good. We're actually starting on you, and we're going to change the format over.
Oh, what do you mean the format? What's the format now? I like the format the way it is. What are you kidding me? I mean, I don't mind like the visual stuff, like, you know, the new banners and all that, and the new icons and the new.
The new
logo.
Really,
I'm down with I'm down with that, but I kind of like the content the way it is now. You're not going to change the format of the show, are you?
well, we're gonna dabble right back into reading. We found out that that's her best gift, actually. You know, we found out that the haters want her to stop. And you know, it's for a reason that she was doing readings, and now we believe that that's the best venue to follow.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. You know, you're a practical guy, Vic. I have to tell you, Vic, when you first came at me, I thought you were kind of a douchebag, to tell you the truth. I still, to a certain degree, think you are. But you know what? You surprise me every time, Vic. You know, you're a stand-up guy.
Listen, we are human. We tend to make mistakes. And I am a bigger man to tell you that I made a mistake, you know. I do lose my temper quite often, and so does my wife. And you know what? We've decided to embrace the other side. You know, we want to make amends. We want to contribute to society even better. And that's why the new format's going to be mostly readings. We're also going to actually hunt down the people on BTR who are asking for donations for readings. I don't know if you're aware of this, but most of the shows on BTR that are for readings, they ask for donations. I don't know if you're aware of this. We're going to try to get them on our show, and we're going to try to get down to the bottom of this donation asking.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I heard that on the show. You were interrogating some host last night, accusing her of being... Yeah, who was that chick? She sounded hot. I want to hear her show. What's
Melissa.
Her show?
Her name is Melissa.
She's a babe. I want to nail her. Can I get it? What's her call-in number? When's she on? You got pics? Have you doxed her? What's her deal?
No, she's one of those readers that ask for a minimum of $25 for their donations. We confronted her, and if you tune into yesterday's show, it was a big, epic show we had, and it was just a nonstop
was
back
amazing.
And forth.
It was unreal. You know what? I'm actually looking forward to your show tomorrow. You're going to have Oro Shango in the studio. How's that going to work out?
He was on the show tonight. He's actually on, if you want to go peek in. Right now he's on talking.
No, I don't want to peek in. I don't want to bother them. They're doing their thing. You know what? But I heard that he's going to actually be in studio, in the building, as the parlance that the kids use these days, in the building with Deb Daly. How's that going to work? Are there going to be some ego clashes with Oro?
No, Oro, Vico, Oro
Clasho.
Is a big tall man. Oro's 6'2". You wouldn't want to mess with a guy that tall. And, you know, he's a big man, so... I'm hoping that when he enters my house, he's respectful, and we have a great show. We're going to give him some food. We're going to have some fun, you know. We're going to get to know the man.
Yeah. Hey, you sound like a fair guy, like I say, Vic.
Well,
I don't care what people say about you.
The new Vic. The new Vic. The new Debbie, and the new show, David Daly Show. I'm telling you, you got to tune in. You know what? Do you mind if I actually have your listeners give me a little... A shout out to my show.
Yeah, do what you got to do, bro.
Baby Daly, guys, for the new format, tune in. She is the hottest host on BTR, the most talked about host on BTR. All right?
Winning.
Tune in. Yeah, exactly. Winning, winning, winning. I would like to also...
We're on the network.
Kyushu, Kyashu, I'm sorry.
Vic,
I forgive you from...
Vic,
would
you get the network started? Vic got the network started. I'm so lucky to have Vic.
What the?
He's my little old dream boat. Your dream boat is sailing. That's an old Three Stitches line. All right.
Nice.
I am Debbie, and I am back.
You got some sound bits. That's good. It's good.
Now, that's her. We're simulcasting her show. What do you think?
No, you're not simulcasting her show. The show's almost
that's
over.
What she's talking about right now. I don't know, dude. Was that on delay? What's going
extending.
On?
She might have extended it.
Oh, I'm extended already myself, baby.
No. Listen, I'm going to ask
talking
you.
To you. Shut up, Vic. Shut up, Vic. I'm talking to the chick, dude. Shut up. Hello?
Well, guys, tune into my show. And give Debbie a chance. Can you format
we'll do it, man. We'll do it. We love the network. We support the network. Right. And we love Deb Daly. And shouts out to you, Vic. Appreciate
all
the
right,
love, and
care,
we'll catch up with you again soon. Peace out, yo. It's Vincent the Bay. I'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, man.
18, área 213, Cooper 365. Here's right where we were.
To Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
shit, crap. Hello, Vince in the Bay. Back with you for another, a little over a half hour here to go. Plenty of time to take calls. It's Vince in the Bay, Kishu, and the One Angry Jew. And we're here to satisfy you in every way, shape, or form for the next 34 minutes. And I have another call here from the 111. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, Vince. How are you, sir?
Hello, who's this?
My name is Deepak Chopra.
No, you're not. You're not Deepak. You're not Deepak Chopra. I had Deepak Chopra. Do we still have the real Deepak on the line still?
Oh, sir. No, sir. Please. Do not insult me, sir. I am a man of...
What are you
talking
about?
Sir, what do you want from me? How can I help you improve your life?
You're not the...
I want to help you.
Do we still have... I'm sorry. Engineer. Can somebody get the engineer on the fucking line? He won't pick up. We're supposed to be on ping through the entire show. My engineer is fucking dropping the ball left and right tonight. Hey,
yes.
Okay. So refresh me. Who the fuck are you and what's your problem?
My name is Deepak Chopra.
Had Deepak Chopra on my show as my... Are you telling me that Deepak Chopra was my guest for the first hour was a fake, a phony? Are you kidding me? Are you insulting my guest and my fucking producers and my fucking booking agent?
I want to promote my book, Everyday Immortality. It will help you, sir. Now, what it is, basically, it will make you very happy for every
fuck
happy
you.
Day.
You're not fucking Deepak Chopra. Get in the fucking... Try again. Okay. We got another caller here. 111, you're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. That man is not me. I am the true Deepak Chopra. How are you, Vince?
No, you're not Deepak Chopra. You know how I know?
No, no.
Because I am Deepak Chopra.
Oh, my goodness, sir. Please.
All right. Anybody else want to try some Deepak Chopra while we're at it? Okay, let's do it now. Let's get it out now. Everybody call in. Do your Deepak Chopra. We're going to get it out of the way. I don't care. We'll do... I wish I had the music. I don't have the music queued up. It's not going to happen. But if people want to call in and do Deepak, you get 5 seconds of Deepak, and that's it. We move on to the next person. Because, you know, if I want to waste my time with that, then I'll just shut down the program because it's not worth it. I got valuable airtime here on Blog Talk Radio. I've got a lovely co-host here with me. Kishu, do you mind being my co-host for this hour?
Of course. Yeah.
All right, cool. Because Deepak, the real Deepak Chopra, was my co-host for the first hour. It was great. I'm sorry you missed it. But you're here for the second hour as my co-host now. And also, I think we have the Jew on still, maybe. He's hanging around. But we're taking calls. Open lines, 347-826-7667. Let's see who this is. Another 111. 111, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, Carl?
Yes, hi.
Hey,
Vince,
where have you been? Where the fuck have you been?
Listen, I'm not feeling well. Are you cursing downstairs?
Look, I don't know where you've been for the last 3 days, but you show up on my doorstep with this, you're just fucking strung out, and I don't know, God knows what you smell like. I don't even know I can't even identify that smell.
Well,
and you know what, I don't want to know. I don't want to know because it doesn't matter.
You know what happened.
You left for like 3 days without any notice, and shit has gone to hell. I have nobody to do anything around here. I have to do everything. And now you're sick and you want me to take care of you. You're the cabana boy. Google cabana boy, folks.
Vince, I wound up, I didn't think that we were compatible, but I do feel that you are my true love, Vince. Really.
No, forget it, dude. It's over. I've already moved on. I've got Kishu now. Kishu's my... You know what's great about Kishu? She acts like she likes me. She acts like she really cares about me.
No, but I give you tough love. I give you tough love, Vince, and that's what's important.
Carl, I'm going to be in San Francisco tomorrow.
Oh, be quiet. I don't want to hear your voice. Hear your voice right now. I just want to hear my baby's voice. Vince, can I hear you speak, please? Can you open the back door?
What? You fucking weren't here for two or 3 days, dude. I can't even count. It's been so long, it feels like a month. I can't get anything done around here without you, dude. I had to clean up the fucking apartment by myself. I've never cleaned anything ever. I don't know what's going on.
Are the
I don't
cats
know how to dust.
Okay?
I don't know how to sweep. I don't get
I know
it.
You don't.
It's
but I'm
going like
to teach you. I want to teach you. Vince, are the cats okay?
I had to go pick up my own. I had to go to the weed store myself and get it myself. They're like, who are you? Where's Carl? I was like, I don't know. I'm doing all the shit myself now.
I know. I feel bad. I feel really bad. But now, Vince,
I don't know what to do, Carl. If you've gone that long, it's over. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
No.
I don't know.
Just relax. Okay,
that's why I think it's just better. Maybe you're right. You know, Kishu's going to be in the picture a little bit more here. You know, she's picking up a lot of the slack that you left. So
I know.
You're right. Maybe I should just move
on
and you know, broaden my horizon.
Maybe me and you could speak to Deepak. Maybe he has the light. Maybe he knows.
He's gone, dude. He was here earlier. Let's take another call. 111, you're on the air.
Hello? Hi, how you doing, Vince?
Hey, good. Who are you?
It's me, Mr. Farley. Did you pay your rent?
It's Mr. who?
Farley.
Mr. Smiley?
Farley.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
Mr. Farley.
Mr. Folly. Okay. Hey, Mr. Folly, what's on your mind tonight, bro?
I just want to know if you've got the rent. It's due.
Yeah, I turned it in already. Why? What's up?
No, you sent Jack with the rent, but you didn't give enough money.
Oh, well, no, that's the amount I give every month. I don't get it. Why? What's the deal? Did it go up?
Does Jack like women or is he...
I don't know who Jack is. What are you talking about? Are you're so cryptic. What is your deal, bro? What is your major malfunction?
No, I just collect the rent.
All right. I don't get it. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to decode this with my former KGB counterpart here, Kishu. We're going to decode what he said and confer with some other Russian spies that know a thing or two about this sort of cryptic language. We'll be right back.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. И опять запрещенное. Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголю. Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо?
Double charge!
We'll be right back.
time, breath you wine, you know today, today. What a crime! In your time, in your time, in your time, it was not a crime! Not a crime! Not a crime!
Not a crime!
Not a crime!
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vince at the Bay.
Vince in 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 the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Crap. I'm back. Hey, Vince in the Bay. You want to join me? We've got 20 minutes left. 347-826-7667. Vince with Kishu and One Angry Jew. And you, if you call us, lines are open.
Where is the Jew?
That's you, dude.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Sorry.
Hey, you know, Black Conservative didn't do a show tonight. What's up with that?
I don't know. I just got kicked out of Debbie Daly's chat room, though.
What's going on in Debbie Daly's chat room?
Well, apparently Debbie Daly is playing a very long recording of Bill calling the Skype assholes and having some vitriolic argument with some woman. Oh, it's quite animated.
What?
And then she said something about showing me the door, and I think I called her. I might have called her a pufferfish.
Blobbity, blobbity, blobbity. Hey, Keisha, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing so good. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're in. So are you enjoying California? Has California been good to you so far?
It has been really great to me. I've had a wonderful evening. I'm eating some tikka masala, chicken tikka masala right now with some rice.
Oh, wow, really? Deepak Chopra, too bad Deepak Chopra isn't still with us. I thought he was still on the line, but he'd probably be interested.
You did the tikka masala. Very, very, very nice.
Deepak Chopra, he was my co-host in the earlier hour. He's still hanging on. What did you say, Deepak?
Oh, he's telling her the tikka masala, very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tikka masala is my favorite. And then probably my second favorite is Rogan Josh.
Oh, the Rogan Josh, but you must try the pepper. Very, very nice.
Well, hey, Keisha, when you come visit the studio here in the Vince in the Bay Studios, we are broadcasting a little...
Email condom
shut
if you come to
shut
visit.
The fuck up, shut the fuck up. We broadcast right above an Indian restaurant. So you're more than welcome.
I know, you've told me that. I'm so excited.
Just roll out of bed and you just cruise downstairs. You can get a samosa. You can get whatever. It's there. They have the buffet, all you can eat, $8 or $9.
Oh,
that makes
me so happy.
Yeah, it's cool. They're great people. They love me. I just look out my window every day and they wave at me and they go, "Hello, friend." And they're always parking. They're obsessed with parking their car though. Because we live in a little area where it's two-hour parking, it's always a war against the parking attendants, and they got me today. I fucking lost again. God, I had them at bay for like 2 weeks. I went no, more than that, almost a month. I went in with a month
that
without
sucks.
Getting a parking ticket. Because what I do, full disclosure, this is what I do. Because they're so antiquated that the way they still keep tabs on how long you, because they don't have meters. It's not metered parking. It just says 2 hours. So they have a meter maid that comes around and with a little chalk stick, and they just chalk all the tires of all the cars every 2 hours. And whoever's chalk is still there after 2 hours, they nab. So I go out every 2 hours and wipe off the chalk. And so far for the past month, a month and a half, I've been good. I've been winning. Charlie, I've been winning. It's been amazing.
Winning.
Charlie.
Winning.
Yeah. Winning, dude. But then today I lost. They got me finally. They finally got to me, those fucking bastards. The problem was, you know what happened? I woke up because I set my alarm on my phone. And I set the alarm, and I went up, but sometimes they're lazy, though. The thing is, since I've been doing this, I've been learning the patterns of how they chalk the cars and stuff. And I went outside, and the car was far enough away, was like straight away where I could see both tires really easy. And I got up, I don't know, maybe 30 yards away from it, and I was like, it didn't look like there was any chalk on it at all. Because usually you do a nice swipe, and it's either in like pink or yellow, and it's very distinctive. And I got there, and the problem was I was so groggy, and it was like right outside, and I was like blinded, and I was like all cracked out. And I looked across the street, and I was like winced over there, and I was like, it doesn't look like they even marked my car. So I was like, hey, because I parked on this one part of the street where it's kind of like irregular, like they don't like the street cleaning and the and all that, and the jurisdiction for the meter maid patrol, it's all different, you know. With all that bureaucratic shit, it's all different. It's crazy. It's like it's physically like 20 feet away from another parked car, but it's not in the same jurisdiction as this other meter maid. And I was convinced this meter maid was just like, I don't know, had called in sick or something. It wasn't around because it didn't look like they marked my car. And I came back later and I looked again and I was like, it still doesn't look like they marked my car. And then I came back again another 2 hours later, and I was like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to go up there and look. And I looked up, and sure enough, they did chalk my car, but it was like so faint that I could barely see it unless I walked up really close to it. And I was like, those motherfuckers. And sure enough, I had a fucking ticket on there. And I was like, those fucking bastards. Kishu, if you come visit, you're gonna see the war.
It sounds like a fucking war. There's nowhere else you can park, like for a little further away.
Well, no, there is.
Walk?
Across the street. Here's the thing. It's all about getting parking across the street, because across the street, it's not 2 hours. It's just all across the street. It's just street cleaning on Monday. That's it. So as long as you don't park there Monday morning at 8 a.m. from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., you know, you're good.
Yeah.
And so, but of course, you know, I'm so lazy. I don't walk anywhere because I have fucking a car, you know. I should walk, and I will walk more. And if you come visit, I will walk everywhere with you, because that's what I should be doing. It's a great city to walk
in. Yeah, every time I've ever, like, stayed in San Francisco, and when I lived there, I just, like, took the bus everywhere and walked everywhere.
I've been lazy lately, so I've been I'm always running around doing shit, and sometimes I'd like to ideally park across the street where I just can just leave it there and not worry about it, but sometimes I can't. And so these are like golden vaulted, spots. Everybody wants those spots that live in the area. So if you don't get locked in there, then you're just, sometimes you're stuck, you know, in the 2 hour side. So then I got to set my alarm, and it's a drag. It's a drag.
You gotta do a roll call. They're going nuts.
Oh, fuck you assholes. All right. Chat roll call. That's what it is, kids. Chat roll call. We're gonna do that right now. Oh jeez. Here we go. Chat roll call. Yeah, you're right, Matilda. Carl should watch my car. But he hasn't been here. See, that's the thing, is Carl's been taking care of the car, but he's been gone for the last couple of days, and I've just been having to do it myself. So I don't know what to tell you, man. Well, I'm glad Carl's back around. Hopefully he'll take care of that. We won't get any more tickets. Whatever. It is what it is. So it's time to do the roll call. This is a portion of the program where I spotlight the chit-chatters in the chit-chat room. And so I hope everybody's filed in and ready to go. Matilda Blankets has her blankets at attention. All right, here, let's do this. Okay, Carlito from Mexico, I salute you. Thank you for your service. I appreciate you. I know you will take this on valiantly into the night. I'm sure we will, as soon as this show is over, we'll troll on somewhere else and wreak havoc over the internet and spread the love and joy of Vincent the Bay and the message of justice and harmony and supporting the gay community. Oh, creme de la creme. Hottie alert, folks. Creme de la creme in the building. Deepak Chopra, Insomniac Radio, the lovely Kishu Zakova, Matilda Blankets. You know what? Matilda Blankets should really be called Matilda Blanket and a Pillow. Because that's what I use her for. I use one for a blanket, the other for a pillow. Vanarab, thanks for hanging out, dude. Bringing it. Vanarab, you know, was an early. He used to come in here and grill me, and give me some shit, and he hasn't really given me much shit lately. I don't know why, but whatever. I appreciate his service as well. Also, let's thank Philopat, Sloppy Swarm. I love that name, Sloppy Swarm. Sloppy Swarm, you might get the chit chatter name of the night. I don't know. There's still time left. If some other random maniac comes into the chat room, they might bump you off. But Sloppy Swarm, you might win. So you might want to tell us what part of the country you are serving us from. And we will service you with a free gift courtesy of Craigslist. And rounding it all out, Troy Shadow in the chat room. Thank you appreciate the service everybody has donated. And we're going to now take calls. We got 8 minutes left, so 347-826-7667 is the number, and let's go 111. You're on the air.
How you doing? This is Ted Santana here. How you doing?
Hey, Ted Santana, what's up?
What's going on? Listen, I was involved in a 53 earlier, but I made it here as quick as possible. How's everything?
Things are great, man. We really appreciate you, you know, getting in before the buzzer here, so to speak. It's good to have you here, bro.
I heard you got an A. Did they give you a ticket? Was it an A, a B, or a C?
A what? An A, B, or C? What do you mean an A, B, or C?
Was it an A, a B, or a C?
I don't know. You know what? I left the ticket on my car to be
full
disclosure. I left the ticket on my car thinking that, you know, fuck it. I'll just leave it on there and I'll just be like, you know, this is like a white flag. Fuck you bastards. You got me? Whatever.
Listen, you don't want to get involved in an assault. They'll call the bus over there, you know? You don't want to
assault. Yeah, I know, Ted. I know, Ted. So what else is going on with you, Ted? What's new with you, man? I still haven't gotten the CDs.
No, I sent a couple CDs, but I might retract them. You know, I don't feel that you deserve them, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying, bro. I'm not picking up what you're putting down.
Listen. I'm picking a ticket 2 days. Is 2 days good for you?
Is that your puppy in the background? What is that? Is that a small child?
Listen.
Am I going to have to call PETA on you? Are you molesting a dog? That sounded kind of disgusting, actually. What are you doing, dude?
Vince, attention! Company, rest! Tequila, Yokia, move!
All right, you're fucking... As Ghost would say, you're a Fruit Loop. Let's take another one here. 111, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Vince. How are you?
Is this the Happy Jew?
Yes, Vince, hello. I want to call in tonight. I haven't spoken to you. It's a very long time, Vince, yes?
That's right. It's the Big Happy Jew, everybody. Everybody, Kishu, have you met the Big Happy Jew before?
Yes, I believe she is a Jewish like me, no? With a name
Kishu, you're not Jewish, are you? Are you Jewish, Kishu?
No.
She must be Jewish, Vince. She is lying to you. With the name of Zikova, she must be
I'm Russian.
She's Russian. She's a double agent. What do you think, dude?
Is she part of the KGB, Vince?
Oh, my God. She used to be. She's a double agent. She's
talked
to a lot of people.
Yes, Vince.
Yeah. So it's all confidential. I cannot disclose anything more than that.
Well, let's forget about her.
These people are idiots.
I want to speak to the angry Jew, Vince. I want to speak to him.
Oh, he's gone. He took off, bro. He's done.
Can you please call him?
Bedtime.
Can you call him and ask him if he is circumcised?
They're all idiots.
Vince, ask him if he is circumcised for me, please.
I'm going to presume he is. I don't know. Isn't he supposed to be circumcised?
Well, we as the Jewish
I'm
men...
I'm a troll and a liar.
Oh, no, I'm not a troll. But me as the Jewish man, we get snipped, Vince, okay? And you, I don't know what kind of religion you are, but I believe...
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter, all right, you piece of garbage?
Oh, no, Vince, that is not nice. That is not very nice at all, Vince.
I don't approve of it either. Ghost, you're such an evil man.
Yes, I believe so. But, Vince, I want to just see if he is a circumcised man. I don't know, because he sounds like he has a small penis.
I am. I'm circumcised.
Oh, yes, very good, Vince, very good. But it seems as though he...
You want to see? I'll show you the tip.
Yes, sure. Put it on the phone. Wrap it on the phone.
All right, here, let me do it.
Yes, wrap it.
All right, I got to put it on the floor.
Oh, no, that sounds very small. It sounds very small, Vince. Please stop. Vince.
Hey, you guys hear it?
Yes, I hear it, but...
Microphone's right on it.
It's so hot.
Yes, I hear it, but it sounds like it is your cat's penis that you're putting on the phone. Vince, I don't understand why you're screaming so loud, Vince. Are you thinking?
He's fapping with the microphone.
I think he took the microphone and put it in his ass. He's taking a shit as we see.
Gets me so wet.
Well, really, you are very wet, Tisha. Oh, yes. You're a very sexual girl. And
Carl with lollipop. Now Vince with a microphone.
Oh, man. That is so yummy.
Oh, hey, it's been a great show.
Yeah, what's that? Hello?
Vince,
hi, sorry, I finished early. You can cut the porn music. I already picked. Jack, I already finished.
Yes, Vince, are you there still yet?
Oh, I need a cigarette. I don't even smoke cigarettes.
Vince, can you hear a speaker to me, Vince?
Hey, it's Vince the Bay. Thanks for coming out, everybody. I really appreciate it. What's up, Happy Jew? A big Happy Jew before we get out of here. What's up?
Yes, Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey,
yes. Kishu says that your penis looks like a sock.
It looks like a sock.
A what?
Yes. She said it looks like a little
sock.
Baby sock. A little baby sock.
No. It's not.
Yes.
It
but I love you, Vince. I love you, Vince. And Kishu.
I love
you,
too, big happy Jew. You're amazing.
I love you.
Love you, too, bro. Thanks for coming out. That's cool. That way we had, all the regulars come through tonight. That was fantastic. Good times. Vince in the Bay wrapping things up here. Kishu's here with me. Kishu. I'm glad you made it to Hollywood safely, and hopefully you'll make it up here safely tomorrow. And you might be my in studio guest tomorrow, right?
I know. Yeah, I think that could work out pretty good.
That's gonna be hot. And you know what's even better is I already have a guest lined up as well. It's gonna be Gabby Lala. You're gonna help me interview Gabby Lala. Is that cool?
Sounds like a plan.
Gabby Lala, she's based here in the Bay Area. She's out of the North Bay. She's out of Petaluma. She just came out with this record a couple of months ago. We played some of it the other night, and it's really a cool little personal record that she made. It's cute. She's cute. You got to check out the video. I'm going to put that up probably somewhere at some point between now and then. But, yeah, come play with us tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Pacific. It's 12 a.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Vince of the Bay. Shouts out to the chat room. Carlito from Mexico, Creme de la Creme, Insomniac Radio, Kishu, Matilda, Patty Come Home, Fanarab, Philippab, Sloppy Swarm, to the whole cast and crew of characters that have been in and out tonight. My special guests, Deepak Chopra and Bruce from Cannabis. Was it Cannabis Times Magazine and Goofy Bone and Kishu and everybody? I love you all, and we'll talk to you again soon. It'll be tomorrow night, and in the meantime, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay, and I'm out. Peace later, Gators.
Do. We were both on the waiting, and me and Bill was up in the front. I said, man. sleeping like he always is. Dude put his flashlight in his face and stand, woke up and say, what's going on? You say, I said, what you want? I said, I want my hand to get glazed. She said, well, come here in the back. Let's talk about it. She said, you need a threesome. I said, I just need to only take one to get my hand glazed. See, how much money you got? I said, about $20.
Enough of the theater talk.